news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We have a deal.
President Biden announced Thursday that he and a group of 10 senators, 5 Republicans, 5 conservative Democrats, agreed to an infrastructure package. It costs $973 billion over 5 years, $1.2 trillion over 8. The package includes $109 billion for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure projects, $55 billion for water infrastructure, and $73 billion for the nation's power structures. Other areas of spending include transit, airports, broadband internet, and electric vehicles. But that only addresses part of the needs that the original legislation would have covered. So, the president made it clear that those other priorities would be addressed separately in a companion piece of legislation that would be passed through the congressional budget process known as reconciliation, which means it can pass by a simple majority. Biden says it's both or nothing.
I expect that in the coming months this summer, before the fiscal year is over, that we will have voted on this bill, as well the infrastructure bill, as well as voted on the budget resolution. But if only one comes to me, if this is the only thing that comes to me, I'm not signing.
Rescuers worked through the night trying to find survivors in that horrific building collapse in Surfside, Florida, with no luck. The number of those unaccounted for is now 159, and the death toll has risen to 4, with many others feared dead. Search crews said they had heard banging sounds, but no voices coming from the pile of rubble where the building stood. Experts couldn't immediately say what caused the disaster. We have heard reports that the building had been sinking since the 1990s, and I guess we wait and find out why people were still living there. Congress heads home for a 2-week break for the 4th of July holiday. But before leaving, they took care of some business. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Thursday said that the House will launch a select committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The move came a month after Senate Republicans blocked a proposal to establish an independent, bipartisan commission to investigate the attack. As much as we try to get back to normal, the pandemic is not over yet. And a new and slightly different version of the Delta coronavirus variant is spreading in countries including the UK, India, and yes, the United States. They're calling it the Delta Plus variant, and indications are that it could be even more contagious than the original Delta version. So far, about 200 cases in 11 countries have been identified. And the AP is now reporting that non-vaccinated people account for nearly all new COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths in the United States. Out of the more than 18,000 people who died of COVID in the last month, only about 150 of them and fewer than 1,200 of the more than 853,000 of those hospitalized for breakthrough infections had been vaccinated. That prompted CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to say that the vaccines work so well that, quote, nearly every death, especially among adults due to COVID-19, is at this point entirely preventable. If you haven't yet gotten vaccinated, please do. Well, a committee of New York appellate judges on Thursday suspended former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani's law license over his efforts to overturn the results of last year's election on behalf of the former guy. The judges found that Giuliani was not fit to practice law in the state because he, quote, communicated demonstrably false and misleading statements to courts, lawmakers, and the public at large in his capacity as a lawyer for Trump and the Trump campaign in connection with Trump's failed effort at winning re-election in 2020. The First Department Appellate Division's Disciplinary Committee, which received multiple complaints against Giuliani, said his conduct, quote, immediately threatens the public interest and warrants interim suspension from the practice of law. Giuliani's defense team called the action unprecedented and said Giuliani posed no present danger to the public interest. The Biden administration on Thursday said that the United States will evacuate Afghans who worked with American troops during the final phase of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Afghans who worked as interpreters and contractors have shared their concerns that once the U.S. is gone, they might be hurt or killed by the Taliban. President Biden told reporters in a press conference on Thursday, quote, "Those who helped us are not going to be left behind." There is a special immigration visa program for these people, but it moves very slowly. Some of the applicants have reportedly been waiting for years, and lawmakers and veterans of that war have voiced their worries over how long the process could take. Biden scheduled to meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at the White House on Friday. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris goes to the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. It's her first visit since taking office and taking the lead in the administration's efforts to address the root causes of the surge in migration. This trip comes after weeks of criticism from Republicans who said that Harris should have gone to the border sooner. And of course, now they're complaining that she's going at all. Harris plans to visit the El Paso Central Processing Center, a U.S. Customs and Border Protection facility. She'll also talk with immigrant advocates and legal services providers and will likely deliver a speech during her visit. And the Supreme Court, as of Friday morning, still had 8 cases left to announce before the term ends officially next week. But Friday's announcements were only for 3 cases and not the biggies that we're waiting for, including voting rights. So we wait. Till Monday, perhaps? And one final tidbit. Mother Jones' Ari Berman tweeted this morning, quote, "Justice Department will announce at 11 it is suing Georgia over its new voter suppression laws. The first major action by Biden DOJ to combat Republican voting restrictions." I'm so glad to hear that. Now we can have a weekend. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.